I'm so glad you've joined me again today for another insightful wellness conversation on Return to Eden. Today's program has SkyWatch TV's own Joe Horn back for further discussion of his health journey and his own role in building the Eden's Essential whole food-based supplement line. You don't want to miss this encouraging episode that can help you on your course to better health. Welcome to Return to Eden. I'm Charisse Parton. I'm so excited that you've joined us today, and I can't wait to introduce who's in-house. He is a board-certified holistic health practitioner, a professional fitness and nutrition specialist, COO of SkyWatch TV, and author of the international best-selling book, Time Bomb. Welcome, Joe Horn.
Hey, Charisse. Hey. It's good to be back.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you're back. Last week, you were our very first guest, this inaugural program. Mm-hmm. We talked about this incredible book that started all this mess, glorious mess, beautiful
what
mess.
What turned out to be a glorious mess, I guess you could say.
Exactly. And you were just, you know, right to the point of you'd had some surgery, you'd had all these diagnoses, health was deteriorating, sepsis, and we left the viewer right there.
Yeah, I had no choice. We looked at the clock. It was a hard break.
Crazy.
We're done.
It was like so done.
I had carried on until the entirety of the episode had been consumed.
That's okay.
I will try very hard to be more disciplined.
No, it's all good.
But yeah, we left off last week, and I had you know, litigated this massive rap sheet of autoimmune diseases, digestive disorders, issues that affected my prostate, all kinds of things. And for those that missed that episode, I don't want to go through it again because it was so loaded.
You need to go back and watch that.
And it was just the tip of the iceberg. But basically, I was just sharing the part of my testimony that navigated at a very young age through 20 years of what would be a myriad of diagnoses.
Right.
From a young, strapping boy who thought of himself as a person with an iron gut and totally healthy to a person who ended up on an operating table where they removed half my colon.
And that whole thing that you unpacked, that's probably hitting home with a lot of our viewers because they're probably in that same boat.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with diverticulosis, pleurisy, non-bacterial prostatitis. Just go back to last week's program because I don't want to go through it again.
Right.
Because here's the point. I found myself a few years ago on an operating table in a surgery that was supposed to save my life. They cut out half my colon, the part they had labeled diseased with diverticulosis, and I was told that that I would be free of the affliction that was making me ill and all of this. And you have to understand, I was really concerned about that kind of a surgery, but I'd been told for years that if I didn't get it dealt with, what happens with diverticulosis is, or what can happen and what was happening to me periodically, I had had three bouts where these weak places in my colon had ruptured and then allowing all that bacteria to enter into my bloodstream and my body.
Yeah.
You become very septic and then without massive antibiotics and emergency intervention, you literally basically faced with death.
Yeah.
And I was told, which is kind of tied into the Time Bomb title, that's how I lived for years, feeling like I was walking around with this time bomb in my body that could go off at any time without warning.
Exactly.
And there was not a lot of symptoms ahead of time that I could identify as attached to these bouts with diverticulitis, which is the infection that you get when your colon stretches and that bacteria escapes and enters into the body and the bloodstream.
Yeah.
It was literally as if I could have what I considered a normal day. You got to realize I was afflicted by much.
Right.
And dealing with all kinds of digestional issues, acid reflux. I had pain in my gallbladder. I had pain down where I thought was my appendix. Turned out being my ileocecal valve, which is a digestive thing that we'll talk about in another program.
Sure.
But bottom line is, no answers for 20 years, CT scans, interventions, tests, et cetera. And I still, with all the medications and all that was offered to me and whatever, never had anyone actually explain to me what the underlying root cause of so much of what was going on with my health was.
So no doctor ever asked you, hey, Joe, what are you eating?
What
do you consume in a day?
No, they never mentioned my diet. They never mentioned
nutrition,
my lifestyle. It was always medications and surgeries.
Right.
Medications and surgeries.
The standard of care.
And I can't explain to you in this program the nerve damage that I may have.
Yeah.
I may have for life. The challenges that are ongoing as a result of not having half of my colon.
Right.
Again, later on learning about MTHFR, and again, I don't want to get into this in this program because
sure.
I really, we've got a lot of ground to cover.
Right.
But it's a genetic SNP that just means that when I eat things, my body absorbs, converts, stores differently or less effectively than someone else,
sure,
who might also be eating really well,
right,
and just simply has an easier time with it. At the genetic level, and we're not going to get into proton atoms, carbon atoms, methyl groups,
right,
protein absorption. I think I mentioned that last
yeah.
week. But there's this whole concatenation of things that have to go off in digestion
right.
and
for
liver function
effective.
In order for your body to actually
yeah.
use and absorb the nutrients.
Yeah.
So let's collapse. Let's collapse. There are programs online, if you want the longer version
oh,
of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Online, having to do with
out.
My Return to Eden book and also when Time Bomb first came out.
Yeah.
But for the express purposes of getting the viewers acquainted with what this program
yeah.
is, let me fast forward.
Here.
God finally intervenes in my life a few years ago. I'd had half my colon cut out. I just gaunt. 75 pounds heavier than I am now.
Yeah, I remember.
Sicker by far than before having the surgery. You can imagine my desperation.
Oh, no.
Going into a surgery I was horrified to have.
Absolutely.
Thinking, but on the other side of
this. The end all be all. It's
here we
be
go.
Great.
Yes.
Can't wait for
light
having that life back.
And that is a testimony that I've heard from so many people
oh,
now
absolutely.
Since.
Yeah.
That people go into surgeries often thinking this is going to be the solution,
this is
the answer.
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, so much of the time it ends up being a further burden.
Yeah.
Or it debilitates and breaks down, you know, pathways that we need to communicate inside of our bodies,
sure.
know, neurological pathways, methylation. We're going to talk about all of that in future programs. But basically digestion, absorption, nutrition, conversion, the whole, when you swallow something,
yeah.
you don't even think about it.
No.
You just eat it.
Yep.
And you hope that a couple of, you know, yeah, you
it'll
you
be
just
fine.
Hope that a couple of days later.
It'll probably be fine.
Yeah, it'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
Your body just sorts it out.
Yeah. It's
you
not
know,
a big deal.
You swallow it. That's your responsibility. And it better taste good and
didn't
it better
have to
look
think
good.
About it. No.
Your job's
yeah.
to swallow something tasty that
yep.
you enjoy.
Eat with the eyes.
And your body fixes stuff.
Yeah, just handle it.
And unfortunately, so much of our health care in this country is a side effect of people have
yes.
farmed out.
Yes.
their healthcare decisions.
Absolutely.
We all believe that doctors are experts in our bodies.
Yeah.
We go to them to have them tell us what is wrong with us.
Right.
They will often label it with a disease, which I talk about in my book, Unlocking Eden.
Yeah.
I love to think of what gets labeled as disease as imbalances.
Right.
Because a disease you can't do anything about. Maybe
no.
a medication, maybe they tell you it's hereditary, it's whatever. But your expectancy for the future now becomes hinged on a label.
Yeah.
I've got a whole chapter in Unlocking Eden that describes, you know, don't become the label.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because often there is so much that can be done that is not presented to you at the time if
no,
you understand 100%. God's medicine.
Yes.
The way that herbs are available to us and so forth.
Absolutely.
So God finally, after the surgery, things got much worse. God introduced me to some, and I'm collapsing now. He introduced me to some very holistic, naturopathic, natural herbs
That's
of the
what
land,
I wanted to get to, yeah.
Bible-believing Christians who also happen to be practitioners,
yes.
who were able to coach me. Josh Vance, Dr. Joshua Vance yep. out of Republic, Missouri, was one of the first ones. And he says to me, Joe, you don't have to live like this. I can't. It was just a waterfall. You know, you've had the moments where
Can
there's that renewed
imagine?
Hope.
Can you imagine? Yeah,
You're kidding
somebody.
Me.
Yeah.
This was all disease. This is all hereditary. I'm stuck with this for life. And he's like,
no, you're not.
He's like, your gut is where 80% of the immune system lives. He starts explaining to me things like gut flora.
What is
healthy
that?
Healthy bacteria.
What do you mean?
Ooh, what,
right?
what? Like there's a healthy bacteria?
That doesn't sound right.
And how it's vital to our ability to heal, rejuvenate,
what
rest.
What a hope.
And this is everything from hormones to digestion to, you know, eczema to liver function
everything.
To so much of what gets labeled autoimmune disease, arthritis, there's so many things that we deal with that either end up confronted with a medication
right.
or a surgical option
we
at some
just,
point.
We just shut down and stop and accept it that we can't do anything about it, so we're just going to
It's because
swallow
we're being
pill.
Told that.
No, for sure.
From people
and
that are smarter
than And your
than
neighbor is and your parents
right.
were. And
Absolutely.
You know, so it's just, you know, you're stuck.
I started seeing Joshua. And because you get into that circle, you start meeting other
yeah.
people. Eventually, I meet Dr. Matthew Sams out of Branson at
yes.
Healing Arts Center, Mark Scribner at
They're
Healing
incredible.
Arts Center. These guys are
yep.
brilliant.
Yep.
And then Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, who contributed to both of
yeah.
my books. These guys, they are so connected to God's medicine that getting all this knowledge, I went through schooling, Penn
yeah.
Foster Career College to become a fitness and nutrition specialist.
Yeah.
we've continued to educate, research, surround ourselves with like-minded researchers and practitioners and doctors. And what we've learned, and this is the thrust of my Time Bomb book, when I started to recover from the 20 years of varying autoimmune diseases, the acid reflux, the GERD, all the labels, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
As I began to recover from that, and often in these clinics, I'm seeing other people.
Right.
What are you in for?
You
know,
no,
what are you doing here? You know, they would say things like, I had lupus.
Past tense.
What do you mean you had lupus, right?
No.
Yeah, no. These are autoimmune. These are genetic. These are for life, right?
Right.
I have people on my staff who I will, for purposes of anonymity, not disclose.
Sure.
But I have a woman on my staff through diet. Now, I am not advertising this. I am not diagnosing the viewer at home.
No,
I cannot
right.
possibly know your medical history, but I'm just telling you, somebody on my staff, diet, avoiding sugars, avoiding unnecessary carbs,
right.
eating clean, supplementation,
yep.
supporting her thyroid,
critical,
had, but is now in remission, no more side effects of lupus.
That's incredible.
Now, what I'm doing here is, I want to be very clear about this. I am not proclaiming that there is a magic two-part, 1-2 punch pill for this.
No.
What I found out in my recovery was a lot of what this looks like is a complete lifestyle overhaul.
Oh, absolutely.
I wish that I could tell you.
No, for sure. That's
that
the
there
thing.
Was one supplement, a
no,
miracle supplement.
Not. Yeah.
It's affordable. It's available now. And one a day,
it
doesn't work like that.
No.
So much of this stuff, this inflammation and this autoimmune response in our bodies, the reason digestion gets compromised and we end up with conditions like leaky gut syndrome, which allows for so much of this, what we label disease, to creep into our bodies and take over, is a side effect of undigested particles of food slipping through the absorption lining of our intestines into the body, where the body then begins to attack it in the same way that it does the flu, a virus, a pathogen, a bacteria.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, like when you get a bee sting.
Yep.
It's a foreign invader. The immune system immediately goes, wait a minute, what's that?
Right.
What's the first thing that happens? Inflammation.
Yep.
It wants to neutralize, slow down, and present healing. That inflammation provides for extra oxygen flow, white blood cells. This is how the body tries and attempts to constantly heal itself.
Yeah.
Well, the inflammation really feels painful.
A lot
of times the inflammation is one of the biggest grievances we're experiencing when we keep citing digestional issues or whatever.
Yeah.
It's the inflammation. It's the body's response to trying to cope with toxins that are in parts of the body they were never meant
it
to be in.
It doesn't know what to do with it.
And how does the body get to a point where the gut is leaking?
Yeah.
Well, it's because of the pesticides, it's the herbicides, it's the dyes, it's the artificial flavor enhancers, the colors.
Oh, my gosh.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You almost have to unlearn and rethink everything about nutrition and food and diet and lifestyle.
Yeah. When you go through health class in high school and they talk to you about the four food groups and go see Dr. Brown uptown and, you know, you might need, you know, antibiotics for this or that. So much of what we just accept.
Right.
Is so not only unfounded, but it is not necessary.
I agree.
And that's look, I don't want to say anything. I want to criticize Western doctors.
Sure.
I have Christian friends that are in Western medicine.
Fantastic doctors.
My family has utilized in emergencies things like an antibiotic.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So I don't want to just broad stroke, you know, that all of it's evil and all, but the way we deal with our health on a norm, when you're dealing with something chronic like an autoimmune or eczema or a manifestation of something on the skin that could just be liver detox.
Exactly.
So much of what we do is we try to treat the symptoms. Okay, I'll put a topical steroid on my skin.
Yeah.
Well, why is it inflamed?
No.
Why do you have these red raspberry rashes that come up once a month? What is that?
Right.
So much of that's liver function. And the same could be said for hormone balance. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
Your
I experienced it when I detoxed. It was 2 years post my radical lifestyle change that I finally had a rash and, you know, come to find out through some of those great holistic practitioners that are, you know, functional medicine in our area, that's your liver saying goodbye.
Right.
It's finally the last straw, you know.
You know, I want to help restore the honor of what we're doing with medicine in this country.
Absolutely.
And again, most doctors take that career on because they want to help people.
Yeah.
You know, most of them, you don't ask them and it's some, you know, cabal-driven plan to depopulate.
No, like, right.
You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
100%.
Most of these are just family physicians. They would administer the same care to a loved one.
Or a lot of them have had a situation in their life that caused them to want to help people,
absolutely.
Whether a parent died or a brother or sister or somebody in their family. So at the core of them, the compassion for that situation made them want to pursue medicine and to impact somebody's life the way a doctor in their life did.
Right.
You know?
What I experienced and what I have found as a theme in this country and what I've researched and written so much about, and we're not going to get into the lack of or the way that the FDA regulates. It's
right,
a totally
right.
different program. But the bottom line is we're all breathing, consuming, absorbing in every way. From the time you get out of bed in the morning and
yeah.
you put a coffee through your little zip machine that 30 seconds later pops out a coffee that has maybe pesticides, phthalates, bisphenol A, toxicity in the lining of the plastic.
Exactly.
You haven't even been awake 5 seconds and you're drinking known cancer-causing agents. Then we go to the bathroom. We start brushing our teeth.
Nope, yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
If you actually research so much of what is in actual like commercial brand toothpaste, you'll find everything from rendered animal parts and pieces, I swear to you.
Yeah, I know. It's so scary.
To toxins, bleaching agents, fluorides, stuff that is known to wreak all kinds of damage on the neurological
toxins.
System. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, where do you absorb things?
Right.
How many times have you heard that, you know, people that deal with drugs often absorb through the bottom of the tongue? Well, you have this entire lymphatic system in your mouth, under your tongue, back of your tonsils.
Right.
You're absorbing immediately, right?
Yeah.
All of that absorption right away, every day intravenously. I'm not going to go through the whole day, but then you pop into the shower.
Oh, there we go.
What are you scrubbing with?
Yep,
more
right.
bisphenol A, more
right.
phthalates. This is
right.
throwing off your hormones. It's
yep.
wanting to embed itself into the lymphatic systems, the tissues, and become things like breast C words, breast cancers, and
right.
things like this. I don't even like uttering the word.
Oh,
I don't like to give
deodorants.
I don't like to give it space in the conversation.
All those things.
Yeah, but aluminum-based deodorants to suppress what the body wants to do is actually
detox.
Rid itself and detox of fluids. That's
right.
It's unpleasant, but it's natural. It's
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And by the way, there's natural ways to deal with that.
Absolutely.
With only about 10 minutes remaining.
Yeah.
As I begin to recover from so much of what was ailing me for years and years and years without hope, and then ended up, you know, almost dying and ended up having half my colon cut out and all this, and I'm
so
grotesquely overweight
and
skin tags all over my face. And my family didn't have the dad that they could have had.
Right.
My wife didn't have the husband that she could have had.
You were consumed with your health issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being absolutely consumed. I felt like my life had become arrested, and whatever it was that God had for me, whatever it was he was going to do with Joe Horn, whatever plans that, I don't know, a mix of my own failure to do things right.
Oh, gosh.
My own ability to navigate my health. And I destroyed my liver. My fatty liver was over 183. And again, that was another one of those where they just said, you know, this is, you know, you can diet to an extent, but once you have a fatty liver, this is pretty much your life.
Yeah, you're going to have to take this now.
So fatty liver, after I began to awaken and start incorporate herbs and God's nutrition, and I completely changed my lifestyle. No more binge eating cereal. No more eating whatever I want. No more spooning peanut butter because I love it.
No,
right?
Right. Yeah.
Paying attention to labels.
Oh, that's
knowing
critical.
How to avoid pesticides and toxicities.
How to read the label.
How to read the labels, right.
It's critical.
Which is all outlined in my Time Bomb book.
It's all in Time Bomb. All in Time Bomb. We talked about it last week. That's my tabs of all those fun little nuggets of, you know, what he's talking about that you can just flip right to, make your own notes, you know, whatever's important to you and your family.
As I experienced those gains, I put it in a book.
Yeah.
I put it in Time Bomb.
Yeah.
Here's what I didn't expect to happen, and I'm going to rush through this. We put out Time Bomb, I think it was early 2018, if memory serves me correctly, so three and a half, four years ago.
Yeah.
Put the book out, and we did this whole barrage of testimonies. My dad comes out and he's talking about through the use of things like curcumin.
Yeah. So
in terms of the battle of get the body to regulate glucose and to keep
your
insulin.
Yeah.
You know, without these massive spikes and dips.
Yep.
Had reversed his type 2 diabetes in 6 months. With stuff that, you know, we were showing him, you know, Dad, hey, you got to come around, man. It's time to make change.
Yeah.
So this started catching on in my family.
Right.
Started changing the way they eat, changing the way they live.
That's exciting.
They started seeing the same kinds of gains and miracles and everything else. We put the book out. Here's the catch. This is what gave rise to the set we're sitting in.
Yeah.
To the follow-up book, Return to Eden, and the entire entire Eden's Essentials supplement line. I started getting emails.
Yeah.
At first, I tried to keep up. I became so inundated and overwhelmed, I was now farming them out to people that could help me, that were health-minded,
like-minded. Well, and weren't you like, you know, how do you recommend to somebody a supplement? Because
Bingo.
You don't know if it's clean, what's their process?
Bingo.
Where is their manufacturer? Do they pick the plant?
That's
where,
it. The process of taking supplements myself, I had learned there's a lot of gaming that goes on with the organic label gaming, and a lot of very expensive supplements that people take all the time. Are really bad for them. And I know that sounds like it's too much for this program, but there's a lot of gaming that goes into the organic label, that the entire atmosphere around how to put a label on something that identifies or discloses whether or not there might be biosediments, molds, foods that aren't even properly labeled, or nutritionally void of what's advertised on the label.
Right, which is...
Is this making sense?
Big time.
Or they have binders, or they've cut costs, and they've added fillers.
Whole bunch of sugar.
Or like magnesium stearate, which is not ideal for the body over time, but they need something in the press of the capsule to kind of lubricate the machines with.
Or even like maltodextrin, which is like twice the glycemic load of a tablespoon of sugar.
But they do it because, for whatever reason, the machine needs something to lubricate the pressing of the capsules, whatever they do it, which still qualifies as organic. So people pay, $39 on 60 capsules but they're not seeing the health gains. Or sometimes things that pop up are new and then they supplement for that. Bottom line is, I started getting emails. And I found myself sending people to places online to buy supplements that I truthfully had to disclose. I have no experience with this product.
But,
and it's not the one I take.
Right. However,
but this is as close as I can kind of finagle online at a place without a physician's intervention
for
where
sure.
you can get something that looks decent.
In your region.
Right. Because the stuff that I was taking was physician grade. You had to go
Absolutely.
Through a chiropractor or a practitioner or something to get it. Is this making sense?
Absolutely.
So in a very quick collapsible nutshell, the realization that I could not stand behind what I was sending people to buy gave rise to the Eden's Essentials line. And that's an oversimplification of the journey. But I reached out to Daniel Belt with over 20 years of experience in the entire supplement industry. He had worked with some of the largest chain stores in the country building their supplement departments or supplement lines to bring whole food-based supplements to Eden's Essentials. And that's very important because you learn as you find out about supplements that what you see on the label may not necessarily be vitamins and nutrients the way that God intended for your body to actually use them. So it's important to get what you get out of nutrients from where they come from,
which
100%. Is food. Is this making sense?
Oh, yeah. We
so
joke
you've got to have food-based.
Expensive urine if you don't, if you don't have the right thing.
Absolutely. Like iron. If you get stone-based iron, this just builds up in the lymph nodes. If you get food-based iron, from things like blackstrap molasses, for example, it's good for the prostate. It's good for the blood.
Yeah.
If you're not a person struggling with like hemochromatosis or you have an iron overload or whatever, but you get it from food and your body can actually cope with it. And if it recognizes you're starting to get too much, it can often discard what it doesn't want.
Right.
Where you artificially manufacture something and you just swallow it.
Yeah.
The body is like,
store it.
And often that becomes the manifestation of things like cysts and other problems that, eczema or the body, the
Nobody
liver can't
wants.
Deal with it. So the bottom line is Eden's Essentials was birthed out of this response.
Yeah.
Viewers, listeners, people following podcasts, people listening to our daily broadcasts, wanting to know, emailing in. I heard Joe talking about his recovery. What can I do?
Yeah.
And I found myself distributing all of these hyperlinks to places I couldn't vet.
Right.
And I told my father a few years ago, I said, if I would not swallow it myself, I can't in good conscience sell or pitch this to someone.
Right.
So the Eden's Essentials line was not a business enterprise that we launched for the gratuitous reasons of creating wealth and abundance for ourselves or anything like that.
Right.
It was launched as our way of helping anyone, the body of Christ,
absolutely,
the viewers at home that may be seeing this program for the first time. It was birthed out of the response, the desire to want to be able to stand behind clean. And I'm talking about the efficacy. I'm talking about from seed and soil.
Yep.
Not just what's ripped out, but the soil itself, bearing the nutrition advertised on the label in a way that is also not bindered and riddled with other toxicities, free radicals,
all
other
garbage.
Grotesque garbage,
yep.
Attached to what came out of the ground and is on the capsule and in the bottle and all of that. That is what Eden's Essentials is. It is a clean, whole food-based product line of nutrition that we are desperately void of in our normal day-to-day diets.
A nutraceutical.
Yes. We have things, for example, like fermented greens.
Right.
If you're a person who doesn't like to eat leafy greens, your lifestyle doesn't permit you, you're in an airplane all the time, and you just, where are you ever going to be next to a garden where you can also vouch for the efficacy of the soil that the vegetables were pulled in? Yeah, they're not being sprayed with pesticides and everything else. We have fermented greens by capsule.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no, we
don't have time
stuff.
To get into the line, but we have vitamin C's for, you know, seasons of the year where you want to bolster your immune system.
We love fermented mushrooms.
We take fermented mushrooms.
Yeah.
Those flu and cold seasons where
absolutely.
You're like, you know, you're looking through the rack at the big box store and you're finding a bunch of stuff. I don't even have time.
Right.
But a bunch of stuff that essentially will fail you over time
for sure.
Because they're not properly derived from food. You're dealing with isolates and stuff like that.
No.
So we're talking about whole based nutrition from food the way God intended it, with the purest efficacy that we can find on planet Earth, put in a capsule for your convenience and for your healing. That is what this is.
We're about out of time. I'm so sad that we're about out of time. But in closing, can you just, a little snippet, encourage the viewers at home, simply what's the first step that they can take? A call to action.
A call to action. Don't become the label.
Amen.
Whatever people have spoken over you, whatever disease they've named and put on you, just know there are things that you can start to do immediately to help support the liver, detox, to help support digestion for better absorption, which means more nutrients fighting whatever it is that they've proclaimed over you.
Right.
Remember that healing takes time.
Yeah, you didn't get there overnight.
You didn't get there overnight.
Yeah.
There is so much that can be done to improve the quality of your life, to improve the quality of your family's life. And that is the focus of Return to Eden. And we're going to be unpacking so much of this in the days ahead.
Once again, Joe, what an incredible discussion. Such an honor to have you here. Thanks for coming
Never
in.
Enough time.
Never enough time.
We'll have to do it again.
Eat better, feel better, live better. I'm Charisse Parton. Join us again on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.